Blog Talk Radio.
All Access Abdul. All Access Abdul. Get ready to get the straight-up gossip with All Access Abdul, live on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, how's everyone this Sunday?
Oh, wow.
How
Amy,
are you doing,
I can hear
Megan?
I can hear you really well.
It makes a difference when you're actually on your phone and not on speaker. Yeah. Okay. How's it going, everyone? How's it going, Megan?
Yeah, hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of All Access Abdul. I believe it's our third show back since the relaunch. So happy to be here to talk to all of you guys that are listening get you guys up to speed on this week's topic. How are you, Amy?
Feeling good, excited that it's Sunday, and I'm excited about this topic because I just love that. I go back and I think about all the different episodes Paula has been on since she left, and I think, oh my God, like the irony that she comes on this season and the way just things like just trickle down, because I do think right now as a nation we're in the process of healing. And for her to come on American Idol while the nation is healing, and I know, yes, Blake, or what's his name? I'm sorry, the country singer. He did have COVID. She came on. I get the reason. But for the universe to have this happen, and it goes back to a conversation I had with a friend, and I've said this before about Paula. She's the mother of American Idol. And what do mothers do? They heal. And it's like, just let mothers be mothers, let them heal. I just think the irony of her coming back on TV, an iconic American TV show, the irony. Like, I loved her on it. I would love for her to eventually, it would be cool if she was back on it. I know that's a far-fetched idea or a dream I had, but I'm excited. I love American Idol. It's honestly on right now. They're doing their Disney special tonight. So they're in Disneyland. But if we have any callers that want to call in, our number is 319-527-6056. Feel free to call in and talk to Megan and me at Amy Coe. So,
I mean, I just think, you know, going back to kind of what going back to what you were just saying. Sorry, I am, like, kind of out of it tonight. My computer is having issues. And my phone is having issues. So if I sound delayed in any way, it is probably technology related on my end. Idol started such a long time ago. I mean, the show was, you know, the
you
show came on when I was.
The show just started.
Well, I also haven't slept for the last 36 hours, so. That would be why I'm over here yawning my head off. But, I mean, just, you know, trying to think, you know, it started so long ago, years and years and years ago. And I would love for, I guess, her to come back, but in a way of, like, maybe, like, the 25th anniversary season, which is coming upon us very quickly. Of when it first started, you know, to have her and Randy and Simon, you know, the reality of that happening is probably small just with the fact that there's so many things contract issue-wise where, you know, Ryan's with ABC and Simon's on AGT, which is on NBC. So there's a lot of competing networks and things like that. But, I mean, it would be nice to see kind of all four of them together again. I know the last time that happened was when the show ended from
Fox, and it right before ABC had bought it, and they did their farewell show. That was the last time that the four of them were really all together on the show. So I know that was an awesome night that night. That was a great goodbye to that show for the time being.
Yep, that was season 15, and that aired on April 7 of 2016. And that was beautiful,
crazy.
Just to see them all again. Yes. Very crazy.
So long.
But let's talk about her being on it though. Like, what did you think? What did you think of her outfits? What was your favorite season, Megan?
Oh God. Well, I think the first season that I really paid a lot of attention to it, I guess is the right word, is probably season 4. And I myself was always, I loved Carrie Underwood. I just loved her from the moment that she auditioned. So I guess that season has a special place in my heart just because it was the first one that I really remember being like super duper invested in. And as far as outfits go, I think one of my favorites will forever be the dress that she wore to the finale of season 9 when she came back to say goodbye to Simon, and that pink dress. I loved the way it looked on her. I loved how she looked that night, from her hair to her makeup to the shoes to the outfit. I loved that outfit, just everything about the entire look of it. Do you have a favorite
one?
Yeah,
I'm with... Yes. Well, I loved what she wore a couple of weeks ago. I think it was definitely on point. It was the suit. It just said, hello, I'm back, and I'm woman, hear me roar. I don't know if she coordinated and to be with, like, Lionel, because I noticed he was wearing black, Katie was wearing blue, but, you know, I understand, like, I don't know, it's just for me that Michael Kors suit was just very on point. And as far as my favorite season goes, like you, season 4, it holds a special place in my heart. Carrie Underwood, she auditioned in my hometown, St. Louis. And I actually, that year I got to meet Paula. Never in my wildest dreams that I think I was going to meet her. I didn't even think that when I heard American Idol was coming to St. Louis, I'm like, oh, that's cool. They're coming. People can audition. But, like, the judge is coming to St. Louis. Yeah, right. And lo and behold, I got to meet her. I got to meet a lady that, you know, I had looked up to for a while. And she was the sweetest. I had at the time, Megan, you know this, I had Maya at the time. She was 12 weeks, 2 days old. And I think she kind of caught Paula's eye. At the time she had, well, she still does have chihuahuas, but at the time she had Thumbelina, Tinkerbell, and Tulip. And we just ended up talking about our dogs for a little bit, and I don't know. It was just, it was a dream come true to finally meet her. So, but yeah, that's my take. And like you said, it just holds a special place in my heart. Carrie Underwood, that was the season. I actually, during the pandemic, I finally got to watch season 1 and see what season 1 was all about, because I've heard so many people talk about it. And I wanted to see Kelly Clarkson. Another season that stands out is season 2, Ruben Studdard and Clay Aiken. To this day, I'm still for Clay Aiken.
I think above, and I think honestly, when I say this, most people will probably agree with what I'm going to say, but I think out of the people that have come, or the people that have come out of American Idol, the two largest success stories are by far Kelly and Carrie. There is no question, no doubt in my mind that those two are the one. Now, I'm just talking winners. I don't want people to think that I'm talking everything. No, I'm just talking winners. I think winner-wise, Kelly and Carrie are the two ones who really have made a career for themselves beyond, and years beyond. I mean, Kelly Clarkson's still relevant. She won the show 20 years ago. So what does that tell you?
And I love her TV show. I can't wait for it to still, I mean, there's so much potential and it can blossom into something else too. And that's what I'm waiting for. She's just
a very personable person. I just love her. I just feel like I could sit down and have a glass of, or not even a glass, a bottle of wine with her, and we just chat the night away. But, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and
David
feel
Cook.
Like Mary Underwood is also, like, the like just the down-home Southern classic American, you know. I remember from her season, her being so excited because she was finally going to get to go on an airplane for the first time. Like, how
right.
wholesome and, like, down Southern, just super sweet and innocent, all-American girl. Like, that's – and I think that's what a lot of people liked about her. And she was just sweet, super sweet and super innocent. And I think that helped her.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
When I think about other people who have come out of Idol, I mean, I think we would both be remiss if we didn't mention the incredible stars like Jennifer Hudson. And,
oh, yeah.
And, you know, that whole season was crazy. That was the year that it was Jennifer Hudson, LaToya London, and Fantasia Barrino in the bottom three. And it was like, what? Huh? Are
yeah.
you kidding me? I know Paula said this in interviews before about the show. It's a show where, like, everybody could watch it because it was just
right.
It brought families back together and it made people want to, you know, people voted hardcore during that show.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was it. I mean, they didn't move that TV show for nothing. Like, if something
right.
else was going on, well, it was too bad.
I remember Paula telling us, it was like in an interview or something, and she would say, yeah, after the show, I would call my father, but my father wouldn't want to talk to her because he was too busy voting.
Well, dude, I mean, hello. Yeah.
Oh, Harry.
Yeah. Oh.
So, yeah, I used to sit down and watch it with my sister.
I'm trying to think, like, idol-wise. I mean, I wasn't as crazy about her outfit as you were. I just, I personally, and a lot of people know this, I personally prefer when she's in dresses. I just think she pulls off dresses in just a way that she can just really pull off any dress. I wasn't crazy about the pantsuit. Granted, I didn't really get to see – I saw a few pictures, but not enough to really make a decision of whether I hated it or really loved it. I was kind of in the middle of it. It was cute, but, you know, I was kind of like, okay, you know. I do think, too, though, we should acknowledge the fact that this was probably something with Luke getting COVID. This was probably something that, you know, she probably didn't have a whole super big amount of time to plan for.
Rumor had it she was told I think the Friday evening prior about it, and then she went and got her second vaccine on Saturday the next day. So yeah, I think everything was last minute, rushed and whatnot, but again, I loved it, and I just loved her being back on American Idol. But I love David Cook being on Idol, too. When he sang You'll Always Be My Baby, he wanted that season. To hear his version, love him. And it sucks that he's, like, no longer with American Idol or continuing music, but I thought he was just an amazing singer. Kelly Pickler, Daughtry. And Daughtry actually was on the Masked Singer a couple of seasons ago. So... But
I'm trying to think of
how,
you know,
some of them keep coming back.
I you know, I'm trying to think just who some of my favorites were who didn't win. I know, like, if I have to think back to season three, I was a very big Diana DeGarmo fan. Granted, yes, she made the top two, and she made herself a huge career on Broadway. You know, out of American Idol, but I just liked her a lot. Catherine McPhee, I liked a lot. I loved Jordan Sparks. There was a girl, I want to say it was season seven. Her name was Carly Smithson, and she was She was from Ireland, I believe, and she was a rocker chicken, and she was one of those people that was like, no nonsense, like, let Simon talk to me like I'm someone else, you know. And she would battle up against him quite a lot, and I always respected when contestants did that in the right way. You know, there's always a way to go back at someone with constructive criticism, and I think that goes kind of full circle with why we both love Paula, is the sense of she knew how to say something without hurting someone's feelings.
Oh, yeah. But it was constructive criticism. She'll tell you, but it was
absolutely
in a polite manner rather than just saying, oh, well, you suck, honey. Good luck. No, she had her way of doing it, and that's,
you know, I
but
think,
that's
I
what
think
the show needed,
I think that says a lot.
Having Simon on the show. Yeah.
Yeah, and
so,
I mean, listen, there is a place for the Simon Cowell on any show, because at the end of the day, too, a lot of people think that they have what it takes to go on a show like that, and the truth is they don't. I mean, you think about it. They go through hundreds and hundreds of thousands of auditions every year, and, they, you know, you talk to a lot of these people who think that they're God's gift with musical talent, and they're not, because by the end of the whole process, they have to narrow it down to 12 people. And the odds of you actually making it versus the odds of you making it are very, very different odds.
Yep. It's a process. I remember people telling me, and how was that process? How was that for you?
Well, first of all, I want to preface this story with I was the summer that I turned 16 years old. And if you knew me when I was 16, and some of you that are listening may have, some of you may have not, but I just wanted to find any way to get to meet Paula. And I was in chorus in high school. You know, even my chorus teacher was like, you know, if you're going to do it, just do it for yourself. Do it for the fun of it. You know, don't take it seriously. And, you know, looking back on it, I probably had a cat's chance in hell of getting to whatever area I wanted, you know, however far in the competition. And it was a long day, but I think a lot of people, too, don't understand that there's a lot of rounds that you have to go through before you get in front of Simon, Paul, and Randy, or Luke, Katie, and
right.
Lionel. Thank you. So there's a lot, you know, like you have to go through a cattle call process, and then you have to go through the producers and the executive producers and like more people. And then you finally get to Simon, Paul, and Randy. A lot of those people that suck, they just put them through for the comedic television value. They don't actually think that they're going to get through.
Well, right, and that's what their thought process was at that point. But through those entire processes and different rounds you have to go through, I think that's what makes this season more of a beautiful and magical season, in the sense these contestants did not let COVID-19 stop them from continuing on and dreaming. And here they are, they've made it, and I mean, I know some people who heard of COVID-19 and there were restrictions. They're like, oh, I'm in my house for the rest of the year or 2 years, you know, and these kids are doing it, and they're just beautiful, talented souls. And there's some that, you know, I don't know. I'm looking at this season as a totally different season, and their powerful voices is just unbelievable.
Well, and the show that we watched a number of weeks ago, and the show that we watched years ago, there's a lot of things that are the same, but there's also a lot of differences. And I think with a show like American Idol, and the fact that it has been around for almost 20 years now, you have to make changes. You have to change things around, because otherwise your audience is going to get bored. And it's going to be
same
thing over and over and over again. I will say what really surprised me when I watched the episode that Paula was on most recently,
was the fact that it's a lot of young people. I did not anticipate a lot of teenagers. I, you know, because I know when we would watch it back in the day, there were very few teenagers who they put through. A lot of people were either like 19 turning 20, or they were like in their late 20s and this was their last shot.
Can we go back to that, like switching things up? Let's talk about Ryan Seacrest for a little bit. Don't get me wrong. He makes American Idol, American Idol. I get that. He's a legend. But, like, when is he going to retire, and when are the American Idol producers going to be looking for another host or hostess? Hi, American Idol producers. Hey, hey, I wouldn't mind taking that job. I wouldn't mind working my ass off. That would be incredible. I'm right here. I'm their girl, Amy Coe.
Hey, Amy, you know what? Dream big.
I know. I do. But you know what? I dropped dead to move to California, and here I am. So, big girl, keep on turning.
I mean, I think the thing with Ryan that is so funny is just that, like you said before, he works his butt off. Like, he's on Live with Kelly. He's still got his radio shows. For a while, he was the, like, head producer of the Kardashians. He has a clothing line. He has, like, a a skincare line. He, you know, he's got his Ryan Seacrest Foundation where he, you know, builds the radio studios and the hospitals. He's got a dog. Like, no. If I had a life like that, I think I'd be able to, like, handle that for maybe a couple of days. And then I'd be like, all right, I'm good now. Thanks.
Well, this is just definitely a show I think that definitely will continue throughout the years, because I think it's very, like you said, it brings the family together, and I think it's just like, it's just a very American iconic TV show. I know, how many more minutes do we have left of our show, Megan?
We have about 7.5 and counting.
Okay. All right. Well, I want us to also take acknowledge that today is the Rush Rush 30th anniversary. One of our favorite songs that she ever came out with. I hope she comes out with another song. You know, I love her slow. I know there's a word for it, but I love her slower songs. And then I also want to mention that Movell Dance Competition recently announced they're honoring Paula with an annual Icon Award, and that's going to happen between June 30th and July 4th. And I want to remind you, too, to get your tickets with Oh My God VIP June 25th. She will be doing a Q&A for her Ask Paula live stream event. And those tickets, well, there's two types of tickets. You got your $20 ticket, and then you got your $200 VIP ticket. But don't forget, go to www.omgvip.com to get it and check out the details.
Absolutely. And just to go back a second about the Rebel dance convention that she's going to, I did find out today, I did not have any, well, I wanted to go, but I can't. It is a closed to the public. It's not like Tremaine where anybody can sign up and go. It is only locked in for dancers 18 and younger I believe they have to win some sort of scholarship to even go to this dance convention. So there's actually no tickets, no nothing. So hopefully there'll be a live stream because I would like to at least see what she's going to say during her speech. I do also want to acknowledge, I just love the commercial that she posted on her Instagram the other day, of her commercial where she's dancing alongside Gene Kelly. That commercial has always been one of my favorites for Diet Coke, on Paula's Instagram. I believe she posted it a few days ago. But when we had Paula on our show about 5 or 6 years ago, there was a moment that she was talking to Amy and myself, and one thing that she said that really stands out to me, and it still stands out to me to this day, is she talked a lot about what Gene Kelly meant to her. But what she also talked about was how much that meeting, you know, each and every one of us means to her, and how it's not something that she takes for granted. I know with COVID, and especially for me, I can speak for myself. I don't know, Amy, if you felt this way, but with COVID, I've kind of felt very distant from her, and I'm used to going and seeing her, you know, every other couple of months. And with COVID, I haven't seen her since the end of her Las Vegas residency in the beginning of 2020. So I've been feeling rather distant from her lately. And just sometimes going back and listening to that interview and her talking to us about how much Gene Kelly meant to her, but also how much we all mean to her and how we all have her back. I know we all know that deep down, but sometimes you need that reminder. And I just want to give a shout out to anybody out there who's listening, who is or may have been feeling like I did. Like, I promise you, we are going to get through this COVID period, and we are all going to be able to be reunited with Paula eventually. You know, everybody's been getting their vaccines, so hopefully we'll be moving past this. I'm sorry, I know I got on my soapbox there for a minute. I just wanted to tell that story.
No, but Megan, it's just not you. A lot of us do miss her. And fortunately, I mean, you've got a great relationship with her, but it sounds like when, you know, it does seem distant. But at the same time, too, I'm sure she's taking this time to make herself better and to work on stuff. And, I mean, the pandemic was just, you know, or it's just been a whole learning situation, I think, for a lot of people, learning about ourselves, learning what's going on with the country, and just how we could just make ourselves better and not just be selfish, but think about other people and their conditions and just making this world a better place to live in. But, I mean, that's the thing. You've got this event coming up June 25th. This is a way to get back in touch with her, either participating through the virtual Q&A or do the $200 ticket where you get to chat with her for, what, a minute or two. I mean, at least it's something. And, I mean, we are lucky and blessed to have the time that we've ever had with her and have those beautiful moments. And she's just, you know, a bright light, you know that, and we are blessed, and hopefully, you know, things will, you know, turn around and we'll get to see her, back in Vegas or tour or do something, and we can go support her as a family. So, those are the days I am looking to. I'm working my ass off so I can, you know, just take time off when I want to take that time off and go see my family and see her.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think I can totally 100% agree with you on that fact. I think we're all, I do think we are on the downhill slope of COVID.
Yeah.
I think we still have just a little bit of a ways to go yet. I don't think things are going to be completely back to normal until maybe a little bit later on this year. Maybe by early fall, hopefully things will start to be turning around and looking a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, these, like Amy said, you know, guys out there listening, these events that are coming up are all great opportunities. You know, and I know, cause I've had this conversation with Paula in the past, you know, I can promise you one thing, guys, is she does keep up with us. You know, you may not think she's checking out what you've got going on, but she does, and sometimes she knows more about what's going on in your world than you realize. So, you know, even though she's not physically present right now, don't let that stop you from, you know, still going and supporting her. And I know I'm very, very excited and looking forward to the OMG VIP event on the 25th of June. It's going to be a great opportunity for all of us to, you know, reconnect. And I know for me, it's like, oh my God, I actually have something to look forward to again.
Yes. I think, and not only that, like just not only to connect with her, but the other Paula fans. Like, I can't wait to talk to other people after it's all said and done. And I just love the group. I love the family. I love the fandom. And she's just
a beautiful soul inside and out. So I'm looking forward to it too. And hopefully we'll hear what other projects she's been working on or what she has up her sleeve. Paula has the best surprises. So I look forward to seeing what she's been up to.
Yeah, and as we round out our show tonight, so next week's show will be live. It is Mother's Day, so we're going to be recapping kind of some of the other projects that Paula's, I guess you could say, maternal influence has touched on. So if any of you guys have out there any comments about maybe some projects that really inspired you, or if there were anything that Paula's done that has left a mark in your life or on your in your career or through dance, music, whatever the case may be, we would love to hear about them. And I know coming up, I believe the week after that, we will be celebrating the 30th anniversary 30th. Of the Spellbound album. That is crazy to me that album is 30 years old. But it shouldn't be, because in 3 months from now, I'll be turning 30, which is absolutely disgusting, and I don't want to have a conversation about that. So if anybody has any thoughts or anything, please send them my way to me and Amy. We're more than happy to air some of your personal stories of how Paul has impacted your life and
yes.
different projects she's been a mentor on.
And you can reach out to us on Instagram at @AllAccessAbdul.
Yes, I think that's probably the best way to get a hold of us.
Yes. So anyway,
are
we wrapping?
Friend of mine or Amy's, you can text either one of us, because I'm pretty sure a lot of you that are listening either have my number or Amy's number or both of our numbers. So feel free to give one of us a shout, give both of us a shout, and we'll definitely be excited to talk to you guys and share your stories and get them out there.
Absolutely.
Well, Amy, anything to add before we wrap up for the evening?
Anything to add? I think I pretty much said everything. Revel Dance Convention, and oh my God, VIP. So, and it was great talking to you, Megan, and thank you everyone for listening to our episode recapping American Idol.
Yes, it was always a pleasure, Amy. To we always have interesting conversations, thought provoking conversations about the one, the only, the legendary, fantastically wonderful, unbiased Paula Abdul. Love her to pieces. Major shout out to Paula. Amy and I are so grateful for you. You've brought us many, many gifts in the world of friendships and adventures and projects and fun things that we've all been a part of to support you. So major kudos to Paula Abdul. If you're listening, don't know if you are, but if you are, we both miss you, and we will definitely be catching you. We'll be catching you soon. But 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time next Sunday, Mother's Day, and then is it 5 o'clock p.m.?
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, yes.
All right, so
yes,
we got
8
o'clock and 5 o'clock next week. Any questions in the meantime, reach out to me and Amy, and we will all chat with you soon.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week. Bye.
All right. Bye.